Music City meets the City of the Arts. A pair of Nashville recording artists are set to put on a fundraising concert in Port Moody next month for country music lovers across the Tri-Cities. Eric Van Houten and Heath Warren will headline Night in Nashville, an expansion on the Eagle Ridge Hospital Foundation's, ERHF, annual charity golf classic. And much like the tournament at Westwood Plateau Golf and Country Club, the performances will be co-hosted by local NHL brothers Ryan and Lucas Johansson. All proceeds from Inlet Theatre Show are set to benefit community mental health programs, as well as hearing aids for kids that need them most. In a release, ERHF spokesperson Fiona DeVries said these are two of some of the greatest needs with the nonprofit organization. In 2022, a record-breaking total of $265,000 was raised from the Charity Golf Classic for ERHF programs, services, and much-needed medical equipment. About the artists, Van Houten and Warren have collaborated on a number of occasions. Heath Warren, If We Ain't U.S., after Midtown Demo FT. Emily Weisband, H. Warren, E. Van Houten, D. Liberati. Van Houten's music is described as Keith Urban meets Need to Breathe. The Buffalo, New York-born, Nashville, Tennessee-raised musician released his debut album Dreamers in 2022, following 16 singles since 2018. Said to blend country and rock music for a sonic experience. During that time, the ERHF said he has songwriting cuts with other artists that include Colby Calais, Alexander Stewart, and After Midtown. Warren hails from Albuquerque, NM, and has tuned multiple Platinum Award-winning songs since coming onto the Nashville scene. He's produced songs for multiple genres, the ERHF explained, and has been named one of BMI's buzzwriters to watch. Their concert at Port Moody's Inlet Theater is scheduled for July 9 with doors opening at 5 p.m. The event is also a partnership with the Port Moody Police Department, PMPD, and Westwood Honda. For more information and tickets, you can visit Night in Nashville's Eventbrite page or the ERHF's website.